The Alton Bank, Anchor Convenience Store, Bailey Chevrolet Pontiac and GMC, Current Incorporated, Greg's Body Shop, Part City Mountain View Auto Parts, The Ozark Trading Post, Ozarks Healthcare, Shelter Insurance, Andrea McNew, Simmons Bank, Southwest Baptist University Mountain View, State Farm Insurance, Justin Shelby, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC, USA Mortgage, Teresa Gelkin in Mountain View, and the West Plains Bank and Trust Company. And now, Liberty Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Well. All right, welcome. It is Liberty Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9. Liberty on the road at Alton, the county seat of Oregon County. JB come up short tonight, 52-43. JB is now 6-4 on the year. Starting for the Alton Comet, Caden Willer, Jacob Rudy, Cade Clary, Jaden Sisko, and Corbin Sharp. For the Liberty Eagles, Parker Thune, Alex Thune, Gavin Reese, Braden Mays, and Drayton Wells. I'm Gary Lee, alongside Tyler Chowning, and it is being live video streamed tonight. Ricky Smith on the camera as we get ready to get this underway. Corbin Tharp will be out center court with Drayton Wells as we toss it up in the air and get it going. Again, the JV come up short, 52-43, and JV had some opportunities, but just couldn't close the gap. They went cold shooting. I mean, they just went real cold shooting the basketball. Big night though for Brian Thompson. He was very effective and efficient.
Yes, he was.
Liberty wins the toss. Then Alex Thune will start the offense for the Liberty Eagles. He's going to be picked up out top by Rudy. Shifts over to the right side. Looks like Alton's going to play pretty tight defense. They get it to Parker. Parker takes it up, goes up. He's fouled, and Parker will shoot two.
That was a good move, Parker, there in the post. Little ball fake, and then one dribble and got up underneath there and drew the foul.
Just underway.
The first Corbin Tharp was called for that foul.
And that's their post player. Well, that's our big man. He and Drayton Wells will duke it out underneath the basket on both ends. Both free throws are good. Liberty with the lead. Alton with the basketball, bringing it down the floor. Willard, he'll run the point. Now, Cade Clary, he can shoot the three ball. Clary, that may ring a bell. Here's a three by Willard. That goes up no good. Parker Thune with the rebound. He'll roll it over to Alex Thune for three, and that's good. So the Eagles go up 5-0. Here early in this first quarter. Willard again will run the point. Got a green shoe and an orange shoe. Different, isn't it?
It is.
Inside, back outside. Here's a three from the corner. That's an air ball picked up by Sisko. Back out to Willard. Willard will reset. Works it to Clary. Clary zips it back to Willard. Inside, shot goes up. No good. And a rebound taken by Liberty. Off to Reese. Reese. Alex Thune. Alex Thune takes it inside. Kicks it back out. Off to Parker. Parker Thune for three. Rattles it home. And a timeout by the Comets, 8-0, 6:40 to go in the first. We'll take our first break, 30 seconds. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Live stream sponsors for tonight's game include Ozarks Healthcare, TNT Wi-Fi, and KMJ Auctions. Stick around. There's more Liberty Eagles basketball coming up on the Fox 96.9.
MicroGuard oil filter for $25.99. You can upgrade to a MicroGuard Select filter for just $2 more. Limit supply. Visit your Part City Auto Parts store.
We understand that.
Your local Part City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street.
Hey, welcome back. 8-0 your score, Liberty with the lead. Willard out top for the Comets. Alton in the white uniforms, Liberty in the road red. Clary will catch. Clary gets it inside. Now they'll throw it back outside, back to Clary. Clary's going to work it inside. Shot goes up and in. That's Corbin Tharp. He puts the Comets on the board. Liberty takes it the other direction. Alex Toon behind the volleyball line to the wing to Reese. Back to Toon. Over to Mays. Mays in the corner to Parker Toon. Puts a three up. No good. Willard gets the rebound. He sets up at the wing. Gives it up to Cisco. Cisco finds Clary. Oh, Clary rolls it back out. It's caught by Cisco. Tharp takes it inside. Goes up. Can't get it to roll. Parker Toon with the rebound. Off to Alex Toon. Alex Toon. Parker Toon out top. Parker gives it right back to Alex. Says, shoot it! Alex says, okay.
Liberty 3-4 from behind the three line here early in this first quarter.
11-2. Liberty with the lead. Willard to Cisco. Cisco guarded by Mays. Clary Tharp from the free throw line. Boom. Nice little turnaround jumper for Corbin Tharp. 11-4. Alex Toon brings it down the floor for Liberty. He'll hand it off to Parker. Parker flips it over to Gavin. Gavin Reese brings it between the circles. Off to Alex. Now high post to Parker. Parker leans in, goes up, can't get it to roll. Rebound going to be taken by Cisco. Cisco gets it to Willard. Willard will step across the timeline. Cheating over to the right side. He'll feed it to Clary. Inside, underneath, to Rudy. Rudy has to give it up. Cisco catches out top. Right back. Inside to Tharp now. Here's a kick out. Willard with a good look at three, and it's good. As we sneak up on the halfway mark here in the first. Reese. Parker Toon, baseline, count it. 13-7, just under 4 minutes to go in the first. Willard for the Comets. Gets it to Clary. Tharp inside. Reverse layup's good. He's got 6 points in the paint now. Eagles with the basketball in the corner to Drayton Wells. Alex Toon, Parker Toon for three more. Hits the rim, no good. Willard with the rebound. Loses the basketball, but he gathers it back up, bounces into the corner. Here's a three. It's going to go off the rim, no good. Willard gets the rebound. Shot's blocked, and it's going to be picked up by Mays. Mays to Reese. Gavin quickly feeds it to Parker. Parker's going to go baseline, but he's fouled. That'll be on Clary, I believe.
Yeah, I believe you're right. Yep.
So the pace, it's pretty much, you could call it, it's an up-tempo game.
Yep.
Inside to Parker. Parker goes up, in, and foul.
Going to get Tharp. Going to be hit second.
Oh. That's an ouch if you're an Alton Comet listening. Only know one Alton Comet, Dave Quinn.
Coach Harrell's had a pretty good game plan here early. They've put Parker Toon into the low post.
Yeah.
To match up with the big fella from Alton. And, he just comes to the bench with two fouls.
Kagan Hollis checks in, number 13 for Tharp.
16-9, Liberty lead.
Mays goes for the steal, but it's gathered up by Rudy. gets it back to Clary. Cisco from the free throw line. That's off the rim, no good. Comets get the rebound. They'll throw it out to Willard, who hits another three. That's his second tray.
Boy, he's got a hair trigger.
Well, howdy. 16-12. Liberty. Alex Toon, a bounce pass to Reese. Back to Toon. Alex, he thought about a three. Goes high post to Wells. Wells to Parker Toon. Parker Toon, two more. Boy, he's 2, 4, 6, 8. 11 points in the first for Parker. 18-12. High post, Hollis catches. He'll throw it out. Here's a three. It's good for Kay Clary. That's their third three, and that's put them right back into this ballgame. 18-15. Reese. Alex Toon. Parker Toon catches. And there's a turnover, first one by the Liberty Eagles, and a foul on Gavin Reese at the other end. Right there, you know, that is the Achilles heel for Liberty. Parker's off onto a great start, and then he's trying to get other people involved, but Liberty is standing around,
yeah,
flat-footed, and they throw it away. Here's another three by the Comets. It goes up, no good. Nice rebound for Gavin Reese. Outlet, Alex Toon. Alex Toon out top, high post. Wells off the glass and in for two.
Good turnaround.
Bank is open. 20-15. 70 seconds to go in the first. Alton with the basketball. Willard out top. Clary will catch in the corner. Rudy with the three goes up, no good. Mays had the rebound. Willard takes it away. Dribbles out to shoot the three. He gets it. Parker Toon gets the rebound. Parker now will push it down the floor. Got the double team. Goes to the right. Uh-oh. Triple team me, and there's Mays wide open on the weak side.
The fourth assist for Parker Toon.
Yeah, he's trying to get other people involved.
I mean, he's being a really good facilitator here in this first quarter.
30 seconds to go in the first, 22-15. Liberty out top. It's Willard. Willard working against Alex Toon. He'll give it up to Rudy. Rudy loses the basketball. Alex Toon, it's a jump ball. And
he's got a timeout.
Liberty will have possession, so it'll be Liberty basketball. 20 seconds to go in the first. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
It's a new day, a new year. Considering a new home? If you're dreaming of a new home in 2025, I'm Teresa Gelkin, and I am here to serve your financial needs. At USA Mortgage Mountain View, your dreams quickly become reality. Give me a call today. USA Mortgage Mountain View, the home of possibility.
NMLS 468-546. NMLS 218-0321. Company NMLS 227-262. Equal housing lender. Not a commitment to lend. Additional terms and conditions apply.
All right, welcome back. Just 20 seconds to go here in the first. Liberty with the basketball and the lead, 22-15. Alex Toon will cross the timeline with 13 seconds. Shifts to the right, high post. Uh-oh, there it is.
A little give and go.
High-low, yep.
Cut.
Parker Toon with two more. Here's a three from the volleyball line by Willard. No good. So after one, Liberty 24. Alton, 15. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the second. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Park City.
Save money on your next oil change at Park City Auto Parts. Pick up 5 quarts of Park City conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard oil filter for $25.99. You can upgrade to a MicroGuard Select filter for just $2 more. Limit supply. Visit your Park City Auto Parts store.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Park City!
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that. Which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
All right, welcome back. Here we go to the second. Cisco for the comments tosses it in to Caden Willard. Willard out top, shifts over to the left side, gets a double team. Checking in for Liberty is Landon Hines. Landon now will be on that bottom row with Reese. Tipped, knocked away by Reese. Speaking of Gavin, tipped over to Alex Toon. Alex takes it all the way in, off the glass for two. .730 to go, 26-15, Liberty. Willard out top for the Comets again. In for
Liberty, yeah, Landon Hines is in.
Or, well, I was looking at number 30 for Alton. Who that may be.
Kendrick Seacrest.
Liberty at the other end. Nice breakdown by Gavin Reese, and he just dishes it to Drayton Wells for an easy bucket. 28-15, just under 7 minutes to go in the half. Willard out top. Seacrest going to set a screen. Now he'll roll off, set up at the left wing. He catches. He'll give it up to Cisco. Cisco tosses inside to Tharp. Tharp goes up and can't get it to roll. Rebound. Seacrest. Kick out. Willard for three. It's good. And the foul on Hine.
Chance for a four-point play.
Well, Caden Willard's got 9 points, all from behind the three-point line. He could make the three. Surely he could make the free throw, you know. It's closer. And he does. So, Caden Willard with 10 points. 28-19, 6:30 to go in the half. Liberty will walk it down the floor. They'll start it with Parker. Parker, well, Drayton, you got to jump. Sometimes you got to jump up for the ball. So Liberty turns it over. Inside, blocked shot. Liberty keeps it alive. And here comes Alex Toon. Alex feeds it to Parker. Parker back out to Alex. Alex will use the dribble. Liberty will reset now. High post to Drayton Wells. He's going to turn around, throws a shot up, no good. Seacrest gets the rebound, and he'll bring it down the floor for the Comets. Cisco, Clary. Clary's going to be picked up by Hines. Loses the basketball out of bounds, and they're going to say last touched by Liberty. So Cisco comes out, and Jacob Rudy checks back in. They get it to Tharp. Tharp, shot fake, puts it up, no good. Clary gets the rebound and puts it in.
Cleaning up the offensive glass there.
Alex Toon out top. Gets it to Reese. Reese pulls up from the elbow, can't get it to roll. And the rebound's going to be taken by the Comets. Willard going to push it down the floor. Pulls back for a three, and he hits another one. That's his fourth.
He's tough.
4-point ball game, 28-24, 5:10 to go in the half. Liberty's outscored 9-4 here in the second.
28-24, Liberty lead.
Hines. Alex Toon for three. It's good. That's Alex's third three of the game. And Alton wants a timeout. 4:55 to go in the second. 31-24 Liberty. We're back in 30 seconds. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox.
Those trees in your yard, do they hang over the house? What if we have a major ice storm this winter? It could snap those limbs off and send it right through your roof. Give Casey's Tree Service a call today and protect your home. They will remove the limbs or the whole tree.
Hi, it's Casey. Give me a call today for your free estimate.
Casey's Tree Service, taking care of your family tree. Call 417-247-1180.
And we're one and done.
All right, welcome back. 31-24 with 4:55 to go in the first half. Liberty with the lead. Comets make a run here in the second. Caden Willard with four threes. He's got 13 points.
Yeah, Alton is 5 of 10 from behind the three line in this first half.
Yeah. Liberty's got 1, 2, 3. They got 4 threes.
Yeah, yeah. They are 4 of 6.
Liberty going to extend their defense a little bit with Landon Hines. Landon's about as athletic as, you know, any student in Liberty High School. They get it to Tharp. Tharp inside. Shoots no good. Reese with the rebound. Pitches it. Alex Toon. Alex Toon catches. Gets it to Reese. Reese goes, tries to go inside to Parker. Has it knocked away out of bounds. And Liberty turns it over. Mike Parker was a little surprised because he had that double team.
Yep.
And Landon was in the corner. That may have been the throw it to Landon. Draw that other defender. Landon quickly pitches it in, maybe. Willard at the other end for the Comets. He's had the hot hand. Now he gets it to Cisco. Cisco to Sechrist, and there's shot fake. They'll throw it out to Tharp. Pulls the trigger on a three. That's no good. Rudy comes up with the ball. They get it to Cisco. Cisco rolls it back to Willard in the corner, and we got a foul.
Going to get Landon on a hold there.
It's going to be his second. So, Braden Mays is back up. He's going to check in. Liberty will only have Thompson and Holden for
two quarters.
Willard inbounds, and then, they tried to get it right back to him, but Gavin Reese takes it away. Parker Toon back into the paint, bounces it to Mays. Mays goes up a little deep under the basket, couldn't get it to go. But that's what Liberty needs to be looking for, you know, Braden Mays.
Yeah,
and Drayton Wells.
On a cut.
Yeah.
There. Mays was the cutter.
Shot up. Sechrist takes it in for two. 31-26. 3:15 to go in the half. Liberty with the lead and the basketball. Alex Toon works against Secret.
Oh, they're going to get a...
He had a little forearm there, Toon.
It's all right to do it as long as it's not extended.
Right.
Once it gets extended...
Yep.
Especially up there on top of the key. I mean, you're kind of out there on an island by yourself and everybody's watching it.
Yep. Willard will bring it down the floor. Willard, Sechrist. Back to Willard. Top of the key. No good. And another rebound for Gavin Reese. Parker Toon. There's the double team. There's the triple team. And the travel. So
fifth turnover for Liberty here in this first half.
Well, again, you know, Parker was just lights out in the first. Now they're over-defending Parker. And it's good.
Yeah, you saw a triple team on him right there, and nobody else was cutting to the basket.
Out top, Willard. Willard loses the basketball out of bounds, and it will be Liberty basketball. It's Liberty basketball. Because when Willard went down, you know, it went off of him. Nobody touched it.
Giving it to Alton.
Yeah. All right, Alton basketball. Other official, evidently, they didn't see it. And that's going to be, well... Yeah.
Oh, it's an offensive.
Yeah, well, it should have been Liberty basketball. And I think that official knew it.
Kind of got a little makeup there.
Yeah. I mean, So, Liberty basketball with 2:25 to go. 31-26, Liberty. Alex Toon. Looks to take it to the basket. Oh, his shot is blocked big time. Tharp just laid the hammer on Alex Toon. And then Mays gets hit with a foul.
Yeah, he's going to get hit with a foul.
Momentum has shifted with 2:13 to go. 31-26. Liberty by five. Alton with the basketball. Caden Willard takes it, gets it off to the wing, to Rudy. Back to Willard. Willard on the baseline. Pull-up jumper up, no good. Another rebound for Reese. Reese to Alex Toon. Oh,
another turnover.
Another turnover. Again, Liberty's just really trying to force it to Parker, and the Comets have done a really good job taking Parker away. Here's a wide-open three off the rim, no good. Tipped by Cisco. Willard gathers it up. Another three goes up. No good. Reese gets the rebound. Parker Toon catches. Parker Toon, and he's going to be fouled by Willard. But see, Alton again, they're over-defending.
Yeah. Yeah, they're face-guarding Toon with help coming any time off the dribble here.
Liberty kicks it in to Parker. Gets it out top to Alex. Back to Parker. Parker goes, shoots, no good. Again, all kinds of traffic. And it's one and done.
31-26 with 1 minute left here in the first half.
Willard to Rudy. Inside to Tharp. Tharp, he walks. Good job
good
that time by Drayton. Yeah, he didn't leave his feet.
Nope, he stayed in front.
Played defense with his feet. Tharp was initiating the contact. He just needed to stick to him. And he did just that. Okay, Parker Toon at the right wing. Rolls it to Alex Toon. Alex Toon for three. It's good. 34-26, Liberty. 30 seconds to go in the half. Rudy will catch at the wing. Clary to Willard. Willard, top of the key for three. Air ball. Liberty basketball, 15 seconds to go. Willard will come out. Sechrist comes in. Down to 12 seconds. Alex Toon gets it to Parker. Parker has it taken away by Rudy. Loses it, gathers it back up, shoots no good. And that's the half. Liberty only scores, they scored 24 in the first, only 10 in the second. They were outscored by 11. Alton scored 11, Liberty scored 10, but they lead at the half. 34-26. We'll take a break. We'll come back with first half stats. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
96.9 The Fox.
Let's face it, most of us will have a time where we need some extra money. If that's you right now, gather your gold and silver jewelry and get to the Ozark Trading Post on Oak Street in Mountain View. Randy buys and loans on gold and silver, guns, and more. And speaking of guns, they have a huge selection to choose from. Get to Ozark Trading Post because you never know what you're going to find. Oak Street in Mountain View, Ozark Trading Post.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Current Incorporated is your trusted source for electrical work in the area. Current Incorporated has the people and the equipment to handle any job, large or small, residential or commercial, new construction or electrical system upgrades. Current has you covered. It is just one of many services offered by Current Incorporated. So when you need electrical work done, you know what to do.
Real fast service right to your door. Call 257-0504.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Are you shopping for a new vehicle, side-by-side camper or motorcycle? Give Able Insurance a call for coverage. How about your current insurance? Have you got a new quote lately? Able Insurance has so many companies to choose from, so they are able to save you money. For your home, farm, business, auto, and recreational vehicles, we are able, able to serve, and able to save you money. Give Able Insurance a call today at 934-0128 or stop by 507 North Elm in Mountain View.
And welcome back. 34-26 at the half. Liberty with the lead. Going through the scoring, Caden Willard, he's leading Comets in scoring with 13. He's got four threes. Kate Clary with five. He's got one three. Corbin Tharp with six. And Seacrest with two. Alton scored 15 in the first, 11 in the second. They've turned it over five times. Liberty, Parker Toon with 14. Alex Toon with 14, Braden Mays with 2, Drayton Wells with 4. Liberty scored 24 in the first, 10 in the second. Liberty's turned it over 7 times.
Yeah, and, you know, like what we were talking about there, later in that first half, we're seeing doubles and triple teams coming from the Alton defense onto Parker. Just for the first quarter that he had, you know, he was pretty explosive in that first quarter. But what Liberty's failing to do is once that defender leaves them, they're not moving to a place that they can get the pass.
Yeah.
Once that double or triple team comes, you know, if your man leaves, you're open, but you need to get to a spot that he can get it to you.
Yeah.
You may be wide open and on the other wing over there and he can't get you the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to come to the middle of the floor. For the outlet, you catch it at 12 feet, you turn around and make a jump shot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I watched a couple times, you know, Braden Mays' man was leaving him to come for help. And Drayton Wells, the guy, you know, Tharp, and then also when Tharp went out, Hollis, you know, he was that third man that was coming over. And they're going to use probably Corbin Tharp because of his length.
Yeah, just because of his size.
And that would just be, okay, Drake, you're going to be wide open. I mean, there's nobody going to be guarding you. And that's, you know, Liberty, it's a game of adjustments. We'll see what's made. But, you know, Liberty is going to, they've got some opportunities to, you know, to really make Alton pay for their.
I mean, you know, if they can make the adjustments where they can catch those open passes in the lane off the double and triple teams on the Toon boys,
you can
really stretch this game out in a hurry.
Right, yeah. I mean, you know, Parker and Alex, they've just kind of had their way the first half. I mean, 14 apiece, but when you start over-pursuing, you know, again, somebody else is going to have to step up. And it's something that we've seen. You know, this year, it's like we wait around for, well, you two are our scorers. Score.
Yeah.
You know, we play defense and rebound. And
yeah, I want to, you know, like we did the Emnis game earlier this week.
That was really good.
I really enjoyed that one because I enjoyed the Toon boys playing bad.
Well,
and, you know, but you get in foul trouble or your shots are not falling.
Yeah.
But Braden Mays comes out, knocks down two threes in the first. Drayton Wells comes down, knocks 6 points down in the lane in the first. So, you know, those guys can pick up that load. They just need to put themselves in the positions to make those shots.
That's right. Hey, we got 90 seconds, and we'll be back with the second half. It's Eagle basketball on the Pops.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
The Bank of Birch Tree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
All right, welcome back as we head to the second half here in Oregon County, the county seat of Oregon County, Alton, on the beautiful 11 Point River.
Yeah, get over there on YouTube, look up Ozark Marketing.
Yeah.
Watch the live stream.
So, Liberty will get the basketball to start the second. Reese brings it into Alex Toon. Alex Toon's going to drive in, shoots. Oh, has it slapped away from behind, and Alton Comet basketball.
Here comes Clary.
Clary to Sisto. Sisto has it taken away. Liberty resets out top. Here comes Reese from the elbow. It's good. I think that was Grandpa's shot. He really liked that elbow shot, I do believe. Tip basketball, and it's going to be loose. Oh, that's a walk. Oh, no, they got a timeout. Okay, yeah. Alton got a timeout. We'll keep it here during the timeout. Pretty good crowd, you know, on a Friday night. We stopped in Thomasville.
River's Edge Fish.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was spot on.
Yeah, there were several Liberty fans there as well.
Yeah.
Kind of had the same idea we did.
It'd been a long time since I've been down there.
Yeah. Very clean.
Yes. Yeah, it was really, really good.
Yeah, fish was outstanding. The steaks looked really good as well. So, and, of course, maybe next time we go, we'll get a free steak.
Shameless plug
to all of you rush in there and say, hey, we are Gary Lee and Tyler Towning on the radio. Tell us about that. All right, here we go. Liberty on defense. Sisco takes it in, off the mark, no good. Rebound, Gavin Reese. Parker Toon.
Ooh.
Three is good. He just didn't give him time to try and find him on defense that time.
Kind of caught it in rhythm there and knocked it down.
39-26. Just under 7 minutes to go. Sisco working against Reese. Free throw line. Gets it to Tharp.
start goes in, gets a turnaround jumper to fall. Boy, for a big man, he does a lot of things right. Yep, he's got 8 points. Very active. Alex Toon in the corner. Gavin Reese right back to Alex Toon. High post set by Wells. Now off to Parker. Parker's going to try and work it into the paint. He's fouled.
Fouled Drayton. Jacob Ruddy.
You know, again, talking with Coach Harrell, you know, that's one thing that he would really like to see Drayton get better at. Set the screen and roll to the basket. Quicker.
Yeah, because it's wide open.
Yeah. I mean, but you, ooh, there he is. Good. Ooh, he was there. Here's a three for Alex. That's off the rim. No good. Clary will get the rebound. And the Comets now will take it down deep. Cisco catches. Cisco to Tharp. Tharp off to Clary. Clary at the free throw line. Back to Tharp. Tharp goes up, shoots, scores, and he's fouled. Yep, Drayton, that was a foul. Ten points now for Corbin Tharp. He gets a chance for and one with 5:47 on the clock. And it'll cut it to 8, 39-30 right now. And it's 39-31. And something else, Alton's done a good job of slowing the game down.
They
Liberty,
have.
Liberty had a much better pace. Now they get it into Drayton. Drayton walked. Turned it over.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
He was dribbling. Made a nice little pass there to the cutter. But...
Willard to Clary. Tharp into the corner. He's going to go baseline. Front of the rim goes up, no good. Another rebound for Gavin Reese. Well, he's got a bunch of defensive rebounds. Reese catches now. He's going to take it into the paint. Pitches it back out to Alex Toon. Toon backs up by the timeline. Clary with the defense. They get it to Mays. Now they get it inside. There you go, Drake.
Good move. Nice little turnaround.
6 points for Drayton. 41-31, Liberty. Willard to Cisco. Clary from the free throw line. No good. Rebound, Wells. Gets it to Reese. Reese, Alex Toon.
41-31, Liberty lead.
Three for Alex. Up, no good. Out of bounds. And it's going to be last touch by Liberty. 4:26 on the clock. Caden Willard. Going to be picked up by Mays out top.
Ooh.
Nice screen set by Tharp. Three is good.
That was a big screen up top.
Yep. And then see how quick he rolled off of it? Alex Toon for Liberty. 41-34. Off to Reese. Reese finds a hole, is going to drive in, shoot,
in there.
Scores, and he's fouled. Gavin Reese.
Good move off the dribble.
A chance for and one. 3:52 on the timer here in the third. Pulls the trigger.
Oh.
In and out, no good. Tharp gets the rebound.
43-34, Liberty leads.
Caden Willard for the Comets. Pitched it to the right. Clary, pull-up jumper, no good. Parker Toon with the rebound. Parker Toon takes it in. He's fouled.
Woo.
Team foul number three. He's so quick that, and he's got that little hesitation, and he's left-handed. Alex Toon will toss it in. They get it to Wells. Wells tries a hook shot. Hits front of the rim. Does not roll in. Picked up by the Comets. Clary walks. Liberty basketball. A big thank you to Able Insurance. Also, West Plains Bank Liberty Branch in Mountain View. And the Anchor 24-hour convenience, along with Bank Birch Tree, branch of Alton Bank. Reese. And he's going to be fouled.
Clary's going to get called for that one.
That's his second. Liberty basketball, 3:09 to go.
Fourth team foul for Alton here in this third quarter.
So Liberty will be shooting free throws here on out. Parker, Alex, Alex to Gavin. Reese picked up by Clary over by the scorer's table. Liberty spreading the floor out. Reese kicks it to Alex Toon. Alex Toon with the hesitation.
Good pump fake.
Oh, then he could have rolled the wheelchair to the basket and made it wide open. 45-34 Liberty. Clary to Cisco. Cisco throws it to the wing to Rudy. Rudy brings it out to Clary. Clary pulls up, shoots, tips, and it's picked up by Reese. Reese is going to push it down the floor. Gets it to Parker. Parker Toon for three. It's going to be short.
Didn't have his legs under him fully there.
No. Clary takes it the other direction. Now he's going to shoot a three. That's off the mark. No good. Rebound Liberty. Pace of the game. Picked up a little bit. Reese. Alex Toon. A deep three is good. Timeout. Alton and he's going to want to slow things back down.
Yeah. Liberty kind of stretched it out here, 48-34.
1:55 to go in the third. We'll take a break. We'll come back in 30 seconds. Eagle basketball on the Fox.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
All right, welcome back. 48-34, Liberty. 1:55 to go here in the third. Hey, we also want to say thanks to Bailey Chevrolet GMC, also Current Incorporated, Greg's Body Shop, Mountain View Auto Parts, Ozark Trading Post, Ozark's Healthcare, Shelter Insurance in Mountain View, Simmons Bank, SBU, State Farm Insurance, and Taylor Grewball Chevrolet along with USA Mortgage. Willard to Clary into the corner. Clary will back it out. Top of the key. He throws a three up. That's off the rim. No good. Tharp puts the rebound, and he's fouled by Holden. Cooper Holden snuck in on it. And Corbin Tharp will shoot, too. First one's just a little bit short.
I've got Tharp listed at 6'4", and I'd say he's every bit of it.
Yeah. Solid body, too.
Got a nice touch.
Second free throw's good. So 12 points for Corbin Tharp now. 48-35, 1:27 to go into third, Alex Toon. Working against Jacob Rudy. Oh, there he is.
Yes,
there he was. If they get it to Holden. High post. Wells. I would much rather see Drayton shoot it closer than that. That is a good look. Willard to Clary. They get it to Tharp. Tharp inside on Wells. Blocked. It was a pass, but it was still blocked. Picked up by Holden. Parker Toon brings it to Alex Toon, down to 42 seconds, plenty of time. Holden catches in the corner and gives it right back to Alex Toon. And they'll pitch it to Melby for three. That hits the rim. Wells with the rebound. Wells goes up. Can't get it to fall.
Mays.
Melby. Oh, Melby. Mays. Yeah. I miss Melby. Where you at, Melby? Willard with 10 seconds. Finds Clary. Tharp. Jumper goes up. No good. Parker Toon with the rebound. Parker, top of the key for three. It's good! So, Parker Toon at the buzzer hits the three, top of the key. It's 51-35 after three. We're back with the fourth. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Headed to the game? The anchor is open. Headed home from the game? The anchor is open. Going to and from work, into the woods for a hunting trip, or the river, or the lake? The anchor is open. So no matter when you are on the go, the only locally owned convenience store in town, The Anchor, is open. A great food selection, snacks, drinks, fuel, and more is waiting for you. So when you're on the go, no matter what time that is, The Anchor is here for you. Highway 60, Mountain View. The Anchor.
All right, welcome back. Alton gets the basketball to start the fourth. Rudy, Cisco. Cisco's going to take it in. Shot up, no good. Nice rebound, Tharp, and he's fouled hard by Thompson. Brian's going to get his money's worth. And that's going to put Corbin Tharp, who's had a great game for the Thomas at the line, shooting two. Got 12 points in the game. Shooting a couple. 51-35. The third, you know, the one thing that we did mention halftime was the pace of the game.
Yeah.
And Liberty was able to kind of get that tempo up a little bit again, like the first.
Yeah, they really tried to slow us down there in the second. It even started that way into the third.
First one's good for Tharp. Mays comes out. Brian thought his time was done. He's like, no, man. Yeah. But when you're a JV-er, that's where your mind goes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was just one foul.
Oh, no, good. I get to stay in.
Reese. Guarded by Cisco. Reese gets by him. Finds Thompson. Thompson's going to shoot the three, and it's good. Had to juggle it a little bit, but drains the 34-37. Again, earlier tonight, Brian had a big night for the JV, a losing effort, but scored a lot of points. Rudy for three. That goes up, no good. Tipped out of bounds. It'll be all last touch by Gavin Reese.
Yeah, Alton's kind of went cold from the outside here after the first quarter.
They get it to Tharp. Tharp gets the double team, but he's able to give it up to Willard. Willard with a deep three and saved by Sechrist off of Reese. Thomas basketball. I think they've made 1-3 in the second half. Alton,
yes,
six of 20.
I think it was their first shot too in the third.
I think so.
Seagrass with the basketball takes it in, and he'll be fouled. He'll shoot two.
Well, we got Gavin. Gavin on that foul. That's his second.
First one is good. Seacrest will get another for the Comets. You know, Cole Trantham, one of their starters, he's out. He's in a walking boot. Second one's no good, and it's going to be a loose ball picked up by Thompson. Gets it to Alex Toon. Alex Toon will back up by the timeline near the scorer's table. Guarded by Willard. Gets it to Reese. Reese gets it to Alex Toon for three. It's good. Six threes for Alex Toon.
Liberty shooting 10 of 16 from the three line here tonight.
And we got a foul in the paint. It's going to be three on Gavin. And Gavin's like, I don't know, man. They get it inside, and Comets turn it over. Parker Toon in traffic. Kicks it out. Gavin Reese for three. Oh, in and out. No good. Seekers with the rebound. Seacrest going to go to the hole. Blocked by Reese. It'll stay with Thomas. Checking in, Landon Hines. He'll come in for Brian Thompson. Brian gave Liberty some good minutes.
Got in the scorebook.
Yeah. Yeah. Cisco catches. And loose ball, but it's picked up by Clary. Clary makes a nice move.
Nice Euro step.
He's got 7 points now. His first points in the second half. 57-40 Liberty. Landon Hines catches. Landon guarded by Hollis. Takes it to the rack and he's fouled. He'll shoot two. Landon a chance to get into the scorebook.
57-40 with 5:32 left in this contest.
That's the first foul on Keegan Hollis. First free throw is good for Landon Hines. That will get Tharp back into the ball game.
Wells checks back in for Holden.
Second free throw is good. Hines makes them both. 59-40 Liberty. Willard with the drive goes up. No good. He's fouled. He'll shoot two. Clock stops with 5:25 on it. Next week, it is the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Panther Classic. Liberty plays Mountain Grove at 6. And Hartville plays Marshfield at 7:30. Both games will be on the Fox 96.9.
Is that Monday night?
Monday night. Tuesday night, West Plains plays. The entire tournament's going to be on the Fox 96.9. It's Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, finals on. Boom, another three for Alex Toon. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He's got 7, Tyler. Two more. That was you had 9 a couple times, didn't you?
Yep.
Tharp kicks it out. Rudy for 3. That's short, no good. Picked up by Tharp. spin move up off the glass. No good. Wells with the rebound. Gets it to Parker Toon. Parker Toon in traffic. Throws it out. Alex Toon. Three more. No good. He wanted it.
He wanted it.
Clary for three. That's off the mark. No good. Reese with the rebound. 62-42 is your score, Liberty. Alex Toon, guarded by Willard. High post. Now they give it to Parker. Parker goes up. Oh, tried to scoop shot. Didn't get it to roll. Sechrist, Rudy, back to Sechrist. Back to Rudy out top. 62-42.
4 minutes left here.
Tharp catches at the elbow. Shot up, no good. Reese with the rebound. Gets it to Alex Toon. Alex gives it back to Gavin.
That's his 10th rebound for tonight.
He's done a really good job on the defensive boards. Landon Hines gets it to Wells. Wells goes up.
Good move. Good move.
8 points now for Wells. He's had two in each quarter. And it's 64-42. 3.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Full timeout. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Pot.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Are you shopping for a new vehicle, side-by-side camper or motorcycle? Give Able Insurance a call for coverage. How about your current insurance? Have you got a new quote lately? Able Insurance has so many companies to choose from, so they are able to save you money. For your home, farm, business, auto, and recreational vehicles, we are able to serve and able to save you money. Give Able Insurance a call today at 934-0128 or stop by 507 North Elm in Mountain View.
All right, welcome back. 64-42, Liberty. Here it is. Alton Comet basketball. Sechrist to Rudy. Rudy at the wing. He'll use the dribble. Now they got Willard playing down on that baseline. Clary, pull-up jumper, no good, tipped by Reese to Parker Toon. Parker Toon goes up, can't get it to roll, rebound taken by Wells. Wells can't hang on to it. Willard takes it the other direction, shoots, no good. And the jump ball, possession arrow, Liberty. Alex is like, jump ball?
Like, I barely even touched it.
Thomas extending their defense. They get it to Parker Toon. Parker feeds it to Wells. Wells, two more. Hey,
good.
Drayton got 10.
Good pump fake. Nothing in.
66-42, Liberty 2:32 to go. Willard out top. He's going to pull up just inside the three-point line. Shot no good. Parker Toon with the rebound.
Parker Toon's got 8 rebounds tonight as well.
20 points to go with those 8 rebounds. Reese. Wells puts it on the floor. Goes up. Shoot.
Good move.
2 more. 12 points for Drayton Wells. 6 here in the 4th, and now a foul.
Got Parker Toon.
That's just his first.
It's going to be the 5th.
Yep, shooting 2 now. Sechrist goes to the line for Alton. 2 minutes to go, 68-42 Liberty. So Liberty's going to improve to 10-5. As their next three games will be at Mountain Grove. This one's good. So Holden comes in, Thompson comes in, Wells, and Park Toon come to the bench.
2:02 left on the clock. Free throw is good.
He makes them both.
68-44, Liberty leads.
Reese will bring it down the floor, picked up by Cisco. Reese, he finds the lane, kicks it. Alex Toon, Thompson for three, hits the rim, and is picked up by Willard, who fires a three. It's good. He's got 6 threes, Caden Willard. Alex Toon gets it. Oh, we got a new one in here.
Jester.
Yeah, Jester in. 80 seconds to go. 68-47, Liberty. Thompson catches. And, yeah, tried to dribble behind his back. That's not going to fare well. There's a charge. Oh!
And the basket went.
Yeah. That's four on Gavin.
I thought he was set pretty good there.
Yeah.
On that one.
Cisco gets his first bucket of the game and a chance for and one. 63 seconds to go. And the old-fashioned three is good. Alex will walk it down the floor. He'll be picked up by Andrew Trantham, number 5. Reese will catch and hold behind the volleyball line. He'll get it to Alex. Alex Toon by the scorer's table. He and Gavin Reese will work it back and forth. Gavin loses it. And a Liberty turnover. Inside to Cisco. Cisco up. No good. Tips. And it's a loose ball. Picked up by Hines. Hines will wisely give it up. Now they get it to Reese. That's pretty much going to do it. Liberty's going to come to Oregon County and get the win. 68-50. Eagles will improve to 10-5. And they will play Mountain Grove Monday night at 6. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999. Those trees in your yard, do they hang over the house? What if we have a major ice storm this winter? It could snap those limbs off and send it right through your roof. Give Casey's Tree Service a call today and protect your home. They will remove the limbs or the whole tree.
Hi, it's Casey. Give me a call today for your free estimate.
Casey's Tree Service, taking care of your family tree. Call 417-247-1180.
And welcome back. Liberty wins 68-50. Going through the scoring for Alton, Caden Willard, 19. Cade Clary, 7. Jaden Cisco, 3. Corbin Tharp, 14. Seacrest had 5. Alton scored 15 in the first, 11 in the second, 9 in the third, 13 in the fourth. For Liberty, Parker Toon with 20, Alex Toon 25, Gavin Reese 4, Landon Hines 2, Braden Mays 2, Brian Thompson 3, Drayton Wells with 12.
Attaboy, Drayton.
Liberty scored 24 in the first, 10 in the second, 17 in the third, 17 in the fourth. And they cruised to an 18-point victory. But, boy, the three balls were falling.
Yeah, the Alton Comets went 7 for 21 from behind the three. Liberty goes 11 for 20.
Yeah, you'll take that every night.
Absolutely, I'll take that every night.
You know, that was, Alex Toon had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, he had 7. And wanted that 8th one really bad.
He wanted it.
But, you know, Caden Willard, he had 2, 4, 6 threes for Alton.
Yeah, he made 6 of their 7.
Yeah.
Clary made
1.
Made 1.
Yeah. But Liberty gets the win, 68-50 for Mr. Smith. And Tyler Chowning, I'm Gary Lee, also Dylan back studio, saying God bless, good night. We'll see you Monday for more high school basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9, brought to you by Able Insurance, the Bank of Birchtree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Anchor Convenience Store, Bailey Chevrolet Pontiac and GMC, Current Incorporated, Greg's Body Shop, Heart City Mountain View Auto Parts, the Ozark Trading Post, Ozarks Healthcare, Shelter Insurance, Andrea McNew, Simmons Bank, Southwest Baptist University Mountain View, State Farm Insurance, Justin Shelby, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC, USA Mortgage, Teresa Gelkin in Mountain View, and the West Plains Bank and Trust Company. This wraps up another edition of Liberty Eagles Basketball on the Fox 96.9. This broadcast was a production of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of the Ozark Marketing Company.